Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, under here we are. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, under here we are. Okay. And here we are for the pre-co, the pre-co on the 11th. God, man, it's been 2 weeks since we did the one-man show. It's been 3 weeks since the induction at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll. Why do I keep saying the Rock and Roll? The Radio Hall of Fame. And it's been 6 months since the documentary came. It's been quite a momentous year, and it's been almost a year, well, 10 months, say 9 months, since I tore my rotator cuff going into the session for Everybody Still Hates Chris over there at Titmouse in Burbank, California. What a year. How did I know? There was no knowing that what was going to be happening in 2024, you know? Things started out so fucking shitty. Things started out with me and, you know, tearing my fucking rotator cuff, agony, just in fucking agony. Then, and embarrassing myself too in front of the production crew at the show. Hi guys, I tripped, I fell here. You know, they took care of me. They gave me antiseptic for my face because I bumped my nose and all this shit. Went in, I did the session. So if you hear my episode of Everybody Hates Chris, Everybody Still Hates Chris, think of me, I'm in that session with a kind of a bloody face, a newly ripped rotator cuff in pain. I'm kind of sweating because of what happened. That's what's behind that performance.
Jesus.
Good God. And then came the rest of 2024, which is pretty fucking good. All of a sudden, it's just this wonderful series of events. So I'm not surprised, though. You know, when you work hard and you try, and you try, and you try, and you try, and you don't give up, and you don't give up, you know. All right, so anyway. This year, this coming year, 2025, a lot of big shit's going to happen, man. I don't want to intimate as to what it might be, but there will be. Okay, so it's time now for today's, it's an encore show, it's a Friday. It's going to be the 11th of whatever the fuck it is, October. And let's see what we have here in terms of, I always like going back a year. Sometimes I go back 2 years. I go back a year, 2 years, because the show's, the show's gone through such an evolution in terms of how it's presented, and you can tell the difference between 1 year to the next. Let me see here. October 2023. It's just slight, subtle changes in the way I present the characters, which characters are being presented, you know. My baby loves love. The 11th, right? Chef Carl Cedilli and Rudy Canosa. Ted Bell, Chef Carl Cedilli and Rudy Canosa. What the fuck is this? Review the new bar menu at Ted's. Okay. Let's see. Sounds good to me, man.
Table 6, that'll be over there.
I just right away I left right when I hear Ted.
Oh.
Table 6.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted Bell here. Come on into Ted to Beverly Hills. We've got the new Ted cocktails, the Tedlet.
What else, man? That's about it, dude. And we're just... I've been fucking beat. You know, really tired. Jackie, I got on the horn with her. This morning, so here's the thing with Jackie. As I've told you guys, you know, she lives there in Central Florida. She lives in Melbourne near Ryan. And a lot of you guys are asking the question, well, what's the story with the two of you? We do our relationship the way we do it. You know, there's no rule book. There's no thing that says it's got to be done this way or that way or some other fucking way. Right now, this is where our living arrangements take us. It could very well change next month, next week. And it most likely will. But as it is right now, Jackie's there in Melbourne, and she has a home. And I've visited there many times, and most recently I was there. When was they back there? Oh, shit. For the summer. We were a couple of things in the summer. But, she was in the midst of the fucking hurricane as it blew through there. I think it was a Category 1 by the time it made it out to the Atlantic coast. There was this backwash effect that hurricanes have. So even though it's on its way to the east, and it's more or less you are behind it, it stirs up the water and you can get a little bit of flooding. There wasn't much there in Brevard County. Everything was good from her standpoint, from her perspective. There's a lake upon which her home sits near a lake. And she told me, you know, day before yesterday, I guess it was, so we're talking Wednesday night, as this motherfucker was making landfall, She said, I can see that the lake is rising a little bit. I said, well, is it above that kind of, there's a ledge there, or if you will, there's a place where it begins, the grass begins to slope down. She goes, no, it hasn't gotten up that high. It's gotten up as high as the flagpole. There's a flagpole there that is halfway up that slope. I said, okay. So she didn't have sandbags, but she is a very, very resourceful girl. She had a variety of things in the garage, that plastic-wrapped stuff that she was able to put up against the door. Okay, so there's that. The roof, she's got a brand new roof in the house. No problem there. She put up storm shutters. This girl's like, you know, like I said, Jackie doesn't like being taken care of. She's not the kind of woman that either needs that or appreciates it or wants it. She doesn't consider that to be a compliment. She doesn't consider it to be, she gets irritated if you start treating her like a chick. Okay. So I know better than to, I speak what I'm spoken to, right? So if she calls me, great. If she doesn't, I'll call her, obviously, and find out how she's doing. But once it's been established, you know. So what I did was, we talked on Wednesday night. I said, okay, what else are you doing? This, that. I said, are you, do you feel any of the wind right now? No, it's not windy. It's pretty good. I said, that lake in the back is rising because of the water volume. She said, yeah, because we're getting a lot of rain. You know, I think they got 10 inches of rain, 11 inches of rain. I said, where does it drain to? Does it have any kind of egress or what? She goes, I don't know. Even if it does, everything is backed up because there's so much fucking water. So that was the one, thing that worried me and her. Will the house flood at all? As it turned out, it was fine because her home sits above... well above the edge of this lake, and the water has to rise to a certain level to even begin to approach the back of the house. So that was a beautiful thing. And so I just went to bed Wednesday night. I said to her, I sent her a text, how you doing, honey? I hope you're fine. I got done with my work. I told her I was done with my work, and I'm gonna head to the Sacola. So then... you kind of think about it, but I crash because I know that she's going to, she'll be fine, and whatever is she needs, she'll get. But at about 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, you know how it is, you wake up and you read the phone, right? I do the same thing. We all do it. I'm looking at the phone. She sent me an email about something in the news. Has nothing whatsoever to do with Florida, has nothing to do with Central Florida, has nothing to do with the hurricane, has anything to do with her or the house. It has to do with some news story. So when she sent me that, I thought, okay, she's good. You know, she's reading her shit and she's sending me her shit and okay, she's good. So, by about 10 or 11 o'clock my time, she called me. She knows there's a 3 hour difference. She doesn't like to wake me up. She called and, I said, how'd it go? She said, great. I said, any flooding? No, didn't have anything. The water didn't get as high as I thought it would. I said, did you hear anything? Was the wind? She said, the wind, she said it was gusting about 50 miles an hour. I said, so, kind of what they said on the news was right. The news said Brevard County would get wind gusts by the time the storm's passing through there, and it wasn't passing right over Brevard. It was well north, and that was the good news. I mean, good news for her. It at once was going to make a right-hand turn and go south, and then it would pass right over top of Melbourne. It didn't. It went further north. I think Daytona Beach got nailed, or Flagler, one of those beaches up there. But she did have some, wind gusts, 40, 50, 60 mile an hour wind gusts. It wasn't any big fucking thing. There wasn't any flooding. There was no damage to the house. So, it was all good news. And I know that that's not the whole story of what went down with that fucking Hurricane Milton. A lot of people, had it tough. And, I don't know, man, what would I do? I'd get in my motherfucking car and I'm gone. I batten down the hatches as much as I can. I put the animals in an animal carrier. Okay. I put them in the fucking car and I'm gone, motherfucker. I would probably have driven as far north as Savannah just to get the fuck away from whatever the path was of this storm. It looked like it was going across North Florida. Okay, great. I'm gone. I'm not stopping in Jacksonville. I'm going to fucking Savannah. Because that's what, looked like. And I like Savannah anyway. Savannah's a cool town. It's got the Riverwalk, good restaurants. And that's where I'd go. But Jackie, she's different. She has her little reptiles, which I don't really know that reptiles travel. You know, what do you, you don't put them in a reptile carrier. And she had her fish. I don't know about fish, man. I don't have fish. I don't keep fish. I don't like keeping fish. I don't think it's humane to keep fish, but that's just me. And I don't want to get into it. And I get into arguments with people. I don't give a fuck. I don't, you know, no one's ever going to change my mind about any of that shit, but I keep my mouth shut. That much I do for the human race. I just keep my fucking mouth shut. And, so she's good today. And, we talked and, we're going to, you know, hang out a little bit tomorrow as well. So that's that, baby. So it's Milton. Now, is there going to be another one? I got no fucking idea. They don't believe in global climate change in Florida, I guess. They don't mention it in the news. What is it they don't do? The governor doesn't allow it in any official communication. Okay. Anyway, so they had two brutal hurricanes in a row, man, within 2 weeks of each other. So will there be another one? To quote Governor DeSantis, I don't know. Let's hope for the best. You know, that's just me, man. When I lived in Miami, as I've mentioned to you guys a couple times, we did have a hurricane that was bearing down on the coast. I lived at that time in Hollywood Beach. I said, fuck this. I got in my car. I drove to West Palm. Then the hurricane made a turn, headed for West Palm. And this was on the weekend, so I was able to do this. I didn't have an air shift. But Friday, I guess Friday afternoon or Friday evening after my air shift, I went to my house. I got some vital shit. I got my passport, my driver. I got whatever vital papers were there. Because the police were, it was a mandatory evacuation area. So you had to go somewhere. And my idea was to go to West Palm. I got to West Palm. The news said the hurricane has turned toward the north, headed toward West Palm. And I'm like, aren't I smart? I got back in the car and came south. But that's always going to be my instinct. I'm not going to hang around and wait for that motherfucker. What the fuck? I'm going to sit there and wait for some fucking storm. Not going to happen, man. What about if it's your house, Phil? Yes, of course I'd worry if it was my house. Is the house going to be any safer with me sitting in that motherfucker? I can sandbag it. I can put up the storm shutters. You know, the food, forget, who gives a fuck about the food? Let it, you know, unplug, you know, the power goes out, the power goes out. You know, your papers, your effects, you can make sure that those are safe. And then you get in the car and you fucking go. And then you come home to whatever you come home to. Because I can guarantee you this, even if you're sitting in that fucking house and the storm is so hellacious that it's doing damage to your house, there's nothing you're going to do about it. You ain't going to do shit. You go outside, you'll probably die. Because that's if it has the force of a storm that is actually tearing off fucking roof, you know, the roof, or it's busting down trees or anything, you're taking your ass in your hands if you go outside to it. So anyway, long story short, Jackie's good. As I knew she would be, because like I said, you don't fuck with her. What's going on here, man? So, yeah. Dennis, thank you, brother. I got the coffee. I'm going to mention this. Dennis Brecky has the Cuckoo Coffee Company of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, baby. White Bear Lake is just outside St. Paul, I think, if I remember. It's been a while since I've lived in the... But the Cuckoo Coffee Company, I've had outstanding stuff. Check out Dennis, man. Hold on. Here it is. I love this shit, man. Now, Dennis, you know, and I appreciate it very, very much. Send it whole bean, man. I got a grinder. I grind, baby. But here it is. Cuckoo Coffee. Roasted on September the 25th. So this is fresh roasted stuff that Dennis makes there at the Cuckoo Coffee Company in White Bear Lake. All right, let me start the show.